At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Today, darling.
Well, Brat, if the next baby mama thinks she's gonna lock Nick Cannon down, she better think again. We'll explain why.
And we've got another exciting baby report, and this celebrity's dad reaction to having his fourth daughter is ludicrous. Wow.
Also, do you know how many times you and your boo had a good old Smith session? Well, the Bachelorette's Lewis couple lost count, and we'll get to that in a few.
Portia is out, and Heidi and Frank will join us later. But Sherry, darling, honey, I'm ready for some spicy dish.
Well, Gary, you're going to love this because Bennifer is sharing the love. So, okay, the lovebirds Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were spotted out in Malibu spending a beach day with Ben's BFF, Matt Damon. All right.
Nice.
The gang's back together.
Very nice. Okay, y'all, so sources say that the couple look to be basking in the glory of new love, and Matt had no problem third-wheeling it as they all took a romantic stroll together along the sand. So it was said that Bennifer even stopped and chatted with folks, and the friendly threesome were seen laughing and talking, just like old times. I love this. Yeah. So everybody, this is really nice because, you know, family, friends, they can be a bit hard on past lovers coming back into the situation. What y'all think?
Ben never liked her, honey. He never liked Jen, honey. He had built a romance, honey, or should I say a bromance with that guy. And, honey, they are back together. And, honey, I guess my man told him, look, if we can't be together sometime, I'm through with you. Mm. And that's why he had to bring him along with him, y'all. Trust me.
Gary always has his own scenario, Lord.
Well, why is Gary so down on love? Gary, it's not that bad.
Because he found none in so long.
Like, Gary's like anti-Cupid.
But Gary, sometimes people feel like, you know, you always have those friends that feel like you should have stayed with them. You should have got back together with them. And maybe Matt Damon is so happy because he knew J-Lo was the one that got away.
Yeah?
And he's so happy for his friend.
Sherry, I'm glad you said that, Sherry. So let's do this, darling. I haven't seen you with Niecy Nash and her wife yet, and y'all best friends. What happened?
Ooh, that's a dish debate right there.
That's because Niecy Nash don't allow too many people around her wife. So when she allows people to come over to her house, I will be over there.
You know, Sherry get to flirting with people.
Well, Nick Cannon is definitely out here spreading his seed, and he is proud of it. Now, during a recent interview, he was asked about fathering his 7 children with 4 different women and why he doesn't believe in being with just one woman. This is what he said. I mean, because that's a Eurocentric concept. When you think about the ideas of, like, you're supposed to have this one person for the rest of your life. I mean, just the idea that a man should have one woman, I've never really subscribed to that mentality. Shout out to him. And then he went on to say that he wouldn't be mad if he had 10 to 12 kids. What y'all think?
They got married in Africa. Here's my take on it. I'm a single woman raising a child. That's a bunch of bull to me. I just go, just be honest with yourself. You like being with a lot of women.
Right. I don't like using condoms. Just say that.
Apparently these people tolerate it and they have whatever understanding that they have and they're gonna be good. So if it works for Nick, I bet you there's a whole bunch of people who look at a situation and are jealous of it.
I think all of the women are sister wives. They all know about each other, and, you know, and this is the kind of their little conceptual family. I don't know. But Amen. You know, I think the kid, first of all, you doing it with two women at the same time. Y'all had a baby at the same time. Because it was just twins with Abby De La Rosa. And then the other woman just had her little baby, Zen. Like, they both had the babies in June.
Now, Brad Nick been dodging that doggone marriage since, honey. Your good Judy, Miss Mariah Carey, honey, left him. So what you think, honey, she did to him to make him dodge marriage like this?
Maybe she turned his ass out, honey. He ain't want to be married no more after that. Nothing compares to MC, darling, the emancipation. Well, y'all, speaking of all them babies, we've got a very special congrats to our boy Ludacris and his beautiful wife, Eudoxie. The actor welcomed his fourth baby girl, Chance Bridges, into the world. Congratulations, y'all. Yay. Oh, Ludacris, share this exciting news on social media with the caption, "The movie Girls, 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 starring Chris Bridges, coming soon." Because all he makes is girls. That's funny. Like, head crack, all you make are boys.
I know. Bizarro world.
I would think that if you are a father like Ludacris and you have all girls, can y'all picture Luda, like, dressed in the, you know, when you have your little tea parties and you have your father dressed in the little gown to do the tea party with you?
The Frozen theme, he might be dressed as Elsa. I could totally see him doing it, probably.
I think when you're outnumbered like that, you kind of just become a servant of the house. You know what I mean? So, he's probably spoiling the hell out of those girls.
Yeah, plus he loves his mother. He has a really, really close relationship with his mom, so I'm sure he's spoiling them well.
Speaking of spoiling, Headcrack, if you had any girls, would you spoil them or have your daughter wrapped around your finger?
Nope, I turned it to a boy.
All right, last night was the finale of The Bachelorette, and Katie Thurston ended up engaged to Blake Moynes. Later on Jimmy Kimmel Live, they played a game with guest host David Spade to see how well they knew each other. Good times. For the final question, David Spade asked them how many times they've made Whoopi. Check it out.
How many times have you made Whoopi? You go first, Katie.
Let's see.
43.
No chance!
I hope that vibrator's in the trash. All right, go ahead. Let's see. 30.
Okay. Yeah, we're in that realm. We're in that realm.
It's just a high number. All right, I'll give it to you because
I'm
you guys...
I'm jealous.
I'll give it to you because I am jealous. That's my last 5 years.
Okay, first of all, y'all, I just got to ask, who of us would do it 43 times, even 30 times? I think I passed that. Maybe my 20s. Chewy, are you still at the 30 time mark?
Yeah.
43?
Absolutely.
You still are?
Absolutely.
My knee starts giving out at 3. I just, just to let you know.
After
30?
3?
Oh. Gotta get you a swing, Sherry.
You gotta take some turmeric. You'll be all right.
You gonna be on your knees, Sherry? You gonna be on your knees?
Look, it's a lot of ways. It's a lot of ways I like it, Brad. I'm just saying. Maybe some turmeric and ginger.
Don't wear
give me
your
six
knees
more.
Out first. Don't wear it out first.
Now, Heidi, daughter. Now, I hear there's a Modern Family star might have a new career.
That's right, Gary. Julie Bowen has gone straight from Modern Family to rescuing a hiker in a park. A lady named Minnie John was hiking with her family in Utah's Arches National Park when she started feeling dizzy. So she sat down on a rock and she told her husband and their son, just go without me. I'm going to sit here and rest. Well, as she's sitting on the rock, she fainted.
Yeah.
She fell over onto her face and she broke her nose. So awful, right? Now you're sitting there all by yourself, your husband, your son, nobody's with you. Well, so she thought nobody was with you, but the very famous Julie Bowen was hiking in the same place with her sister Annie, who just happens to be a doctor, and they were able to rescue her and get her all patched up.
I think
saw
I'd fallen
happen.
Off a cliff if I see Julie Bowen when I wake up. I'd be like, okay, this
Am
must...
Am I dead?
This must be heaven.
Yeah. Are you an angel?
Because you're here, and you shouldn't be.
Yeah, Julie...
What are the odds you're here in Utah?
I know. Well, Julie and her sister Annie, again, who's a doctor, rushed over, lifted Minnie back onto the rock, cleaned her up, bandaged her up, and then they called her husband, gave her food and water until she was reunited with her family. I think she ended up getting 6 stitches or something in her nose. But, all right, if you were going to be rescued by a celebrity, you get to pick the celebrity. Who are you picking?
The Rock.
I thought you were going to go sexy lady, but you zigged when I thought you were going
to
zag.
Yeah, because then I'd feel like I'd have to protect her, and I've already embarrassed myself because I passed out and I'm bleeding. It's like, how weak. But The Rock, he could just, like, pick me up and hike me out.
Just like a pretty, just throw you over his shoulder.
He's like,
I got you,
buddy. I'm like, oh, thank you, Rock.
Brokeback Mountain 2.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I am.
Well, stay right there. We got more Dish Nation coming up after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Now, it looks like Quentin Tarantino has a message for all parents. Watch how you talk to your kids. Oh. So, during a recent appearance on The Moment podcast, Quentin recalled the time when his mother scolded him for writing screenplays instead of doing his schoolwork, and he vowed this. Check it out.
She was bitching at me about something or other. In the middle of her little tirade, you know, she said, and by the way, this little writing career, all right, with the finger quotes, all right, this little writing career that you're doing, that is over. I was in my head and I go, okay, lady, when I become a successful writer, you will never see penny one from my success.
Something tells me that childhood Quentin Tarantino is the same as adult Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
No holds barred.
And that just shows you the power of your words can really build somebody up or tear their dreams down. Why we have to be so careful with what we say to people.
Yep.
She really hurt him, but she did it out of love because she didn't know. So I really wish that there could be some healing in there.
I experienced that when I first started off in radio, when I was peddling in radio because I was going to school to be an RN because that's what my parents wanted me to be. And they told me, you need to leave that radio alone because my uncle them was telling my parents, he ain't going to make it in no radio because they didn't hardly have black people in radio where I grew up at, honey. I think they may have had one or two black radio people.
But you didn't hold it against them.
Well, I didn't buy my mama them nothing. I did help my mama buy a stove recently, but I mean...
But to the family, whoever doubted me, I'm talking about my family, they can kiss my...
Oh, wow. Was that bad?
Thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, wow. Well, speaking of mamas, Keke Palmer exposed her momager, Sharon, on Instagram. Now, ladies, we know that sometimes we want to look good for a man, and there is nothing wrong with that. But take a look how Keke called out her mama for switching things up for her man.
I can always know that my dad is getting ready to come into town because my mom gets a new wig.
All lies.
Show them the new wig that you got for Larry.
No, I will not.
Because the other wig was walking around like George Washington. And now
the Quaker Oats, man.
We did. So what? She called Sharon out about switching up her wig. What do y'all think about her calling her mom out like that?
She shouldn't have done her like that.
Because everybody, Brett, don't like you to know that they wear wigs.
Right. Especially older people.
You shouldn't have done that to your mom. She got a cool mom, though.
Okay, so Sherry, you rock wigs all the time, right? So what do you do to fix a stiff wig, like one from back in the day, perhaps?
You just got to wash it. You just got to take care of it, Brett. That's all. Wash it like it is yours, like it's coming out of your scalp.
Right. Mm. Nowadays, we have good hair wigs to buy that we can buy.
Them ones back in the day, Brett. My grandmother had one. If you lit up a cigarette, that sucker, it was so much plastic in that wig, and it smelled like gasoline, it would blow up on you in church. Them old-time wigs.
That's not good.
Yes, it looked plastic.
Shout out to plastic wigs. All right, up next, find out how Reese Witherspoon took it back to age 20. With her daughter Ava. We'll explain after the break. But now HK has a message for you if you're trying to look good and get in better shape. What's up, HK?
What's up, Dish Nation? I'm Headcrack. You've tried a lot to lose weight, but haven't been able to keep the weight off. Well, today I want to give you the tools that you need to help you lose serious weight, keep it off, and feel better than you have in a long time. Our good friend AD, the CEO of dherbs.com, was on recently because their full body cleanse will help you lose that waste and lose that weight. Take a look at this.
So the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go.
53?
Yes, 53 pounds.
I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
The Full Body Cleanse has helped millions of people lose a ton of weight and feel better about themselves in so many ways. So if you're struggling with diabetes or high blood pressure, this cleanse is a must. And for a limited time, get a nice discount at checkout with promo code DISH. Go to dherbs.com, promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So, hey. Chewy, so excited because we got Heidi and Frank with us. Hey, guys.
That's right. That's right.
What's up? You know, I want to, Sherry, I want to start with Justin Bieber because he's saying he's sick and tired of the media making him look sick. Now, remember, it's been a while ago, but he had Lyme disease. Mm. And when you have Lyme disease, you are very ill. But he said what's happening right now is he feels fine, but the media keeps using that old recycled picture of him when he had Lyme disease. Remember the one where he had the mustache? Like, he didn't look good. I think the mustache was the biggest problem part. But this is what Justin Bieber said. He said, quote, "I'm still in shock. We're still using these photos of me. I'm telling you, media wants to pick bad photos of me to make it look like I'm not okay."
Wow.
He then went on to say that he's had countless photo shoots since he's gotten well. And he doesn't see those pictures anywhere. They continue to use these bad pictures of him. And now he's requesting that the media swap out the sick pics for the better pics.
Some media publications, if they don't really like you, they find the worst pictures. If you look me up on TMZ, there's not one pretty picture. I always look like I just got out of prison.
Damn.
Oh. Oh, I have the worst picture of Heidi ever taken.
You have the worst picture of me ever taken.
Yes. Sherry came out to our beer event when we launched Dig Tissy, and I hired a guy like to do a bunch of candid shots, a crowd and everybody else. Uh-huh. And there's one of Heidi. It's the worst picture ever taken. I agree. Refuse to show it to
Wait
the world.
Wait a second. My body or my face?
Everything. You were like, you were shrugging.
Amber hates me, Sherry. When we took a picture together, you looked amazingly beautiful. I can't understand why they got a bad.
I'm your friend, Heidi. I'll take this picture to the grave for you, sweetheart.
I know it will make its way somewhere.
Well, Reese Witherspoon sure knows how to have fun with her daughter, Ava. Ava posted a pic of her and her mom, both legally blind, having a margarita with the caption, "Margaritas, anyone?" Reese commented, "Margarita for everyone." So you think that maybe she'd been dying for Ava to turn 21?
First of all, they look like they're twins. Reese Witherspoon looks so good.
They do look like sisters.
They look like sisters. But there's that age, Frank, where you come out of being an adversary with your daughter, and then you get to the friendship stage. And that's where they look like they're at the friendship stage, and they're having fun. And I love seeing that with a mother and daughter.
Oh, when I got to be 21, my mom came out to L.A. to visit me, and my mom is not a wine drinker, but all my girlfriends were over, and she was trying to be like, "Oh, I'm drinking wine with the girls." And my mom doesn't drink wine. She got wasted. And she went into her bedroom, and my mom just,
vomiting into a paper bag.
My mom was "I'm so sick, Heidi."
Poor mom.
But now, Frank, your daughter's 24 years old.
Yep.
Have you ever, really drank with her?
Oh, hell yeah. We'll go out with the family. Me and my daughter are raised to the bar. They pound about 4 shots each down.
No.
So we make sure mom has to drive us home. So we don't get stuck being the designated driver.
Well, she really is. The apple did not fall far from that tree.
I'm like, come on, honey.
Yeah. That's dope, Craig.
Coming up, Ronald McDonald needs to pray for a miracle because he got somebody to risk it all just for a taste. Mm. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all. You guys might get hungry after this next story. McDonald's might have mastered marketing because one Orthodox Christian woman in Russia is allegedly suing them after claiming that McDonald's commercial made her break fast during Lent back in 2019, y'all. Wow.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. What lawyer took this case?
I think the Fry guys took the case. They're paralegals. Yeah. I don't know how long it's been since you've had sex, and you don't even have to answer it here. Just know it in your head. Just much like fasting, when you haven't had something for a long time, something doesn't even have to look that good, and you're just like, I gotta have it.
Right.
I gotta have it now.
Right. It could just be a hole.
Chewy's thinking for himself.
Chewy's thinking for himself.
I think she's automatically lost her case because for Lent, you're supposed to forego meat products and dairy products. And so I think by eating a hamburger at McDonald's, you did that. You did not break your Lent.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is that even meat?
But if you leave a McDonald's cheeseburger in your car for 9 years, it looks the same.
Right.
Your seat back and see if you don't see a cheeseburger from McDonald's. There is one right now between my seat and the doggone middle part of my car. There's a cheeseburger from McDonald's when I got divorced. It's the same one.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.